Randy Bogdan with 560 KMON. The Great Falls Americans have completed 3 weeks in their NA3HL season and remain undefeated at 6-0-0-0. Last weekend saw a great matchup with the Gillette Wild.
It was a good series against Gillette. They came in super competitive like I thought they would and played us really hard on Friday and gave us all we could handle on Saturday and got a shootout win, so it was good for our team.
Even though the record is unblemished, there is always areas to work on for improvement.
We got to, we got to step it up with our special teams. Both power play and penalty kill are, lacking a little bit. System hockey is a little behind, just kind of as scheduled. But, turning the page in November, that's kind of when we need those things to get a little bit better for us if we want to end up where we want to at the end of the year.
The Americans have been fortunate so far, but are still nursing a couple of injuries.
Bill Kellner is still out with an ankle. Obviously, we've had a couple of kids that have been sick and, dealing with that stuff. But it's another than the basic concussions and dings and dents and nothing too major. So far, so good there.
Every year, Great Falls has a host of players that attract college scouts, with this season being no different.
Trevor Mellon, he's 6-0 to start the season. Our leader in net. He's going to have a lot of colleges after him here, I would guess, around Christmas time. He'll probably get to choose, one of his likings, so that's good. JK's another 2,000. Alex Jackson, another 2,000 birth year. Both going to be very popular guys here down the stretch. The sky's the limit for those guys, so there'll be some good schools available for them.
Of course, you can follow the Americans at gfamericans.com for all of their up-to-date schedule and stats. And I'm Randy Bogdan with 560 KMON.